I'm recording this for February 12th into February 13th. It is now 5:30 in the morning. I worked from 1:30 to 4:30 on posting the YouTube videos that I was given an okay to post. Then when I left the house, I found out that there's a problem with the YouTube videos, so that's going to have to be done over. I got back in the house and started work again at 6:41, and it is now 5:27 a.m. But I was able to make a copy. I did a screen capture of the promo video for Reverend Evans, and I was able to take the, I call it a banner, that has the registration URL. It was wrong in the video, that's why we couldn't post it. William has it, but his flight was diverted. He was supposed to do it when he got to Nashville, and he didn't. And he didn't leave us with the artwork. So I did a screen capture of the video with the audio to create an exact replica of that YouTube. And then I brought it into Premiere, and I removed let's just call it a banner ad that had the wrong URL. It's in the video in four places. So I removed it in all four places, and then I created another banner with the proper URL and inserted it in the video. I touched up a mistake he made when he was saying Adrian. I was able to smooth that out because he said I was able to get rid of that. In the original, his voice starts low and then it just shoots up, so it kind of normalized the audio. I brought up the low part so it's even, because it stayed high the rest of the video. It started low, then it went high and stayed high, so I just raised the initial, let's say, 2 minutes of video. I also had to do a lot of work in Photoshop. Miranda has a album cover, and there was some picture of her, a portrait of her, and I didn't want to post them separately and take up space, so I basically made an oval cutout of her. I got rid of the white background she was behind because I wanted to make her transparent. I had to touch up her hair because that part of it I couldn't make transparent. The edges of her hair still had the white background, so I figured out how to smooth that out, and I had to get the sizes straight because one image was 20 megabyte, it was huge, and the other one was small, so I had to get them in sync and size them correctly. But I created a still image of her, optimized it, and it's on the homepage now. These are all things that Adrian has asked for. I just thought, let me just knock them out, even though I don't have any. I don't have anything. You can ask Rose. I was at a point where it's like I couldn't move forward, but I created the Miranda with her album cover. I took Sheila's picture from her website and brought her over and took the bio that was in a newsletter and made that her caption. And I actually linked her picture to her website. No one ever mentioned her being on the website, but she's in the itinerary as one of the speakers, so it makes sense if we're going to put who you're going to meet, then you're going to meet Dr. Roberts. There was an image of him. I did an oval cutout for him. I think it looks good, and used his bio from the newsletter. I checked the WP Engine hosting service that Adrian has this site on. I believe she has GoDaddy for Blue Fairy, and then this WP Engine. It is not very robust. I'm concerned about it. It's slow. I've asked other people to test it, and it's slow with them too. And I'm concerned about it not having enough memory and not being able to, as a matter of fact, I can check the memory, not being able to control the memory. If I've done these launches before, and I had a dedicated server, and we crashed that, and we had to go to 16 megs, and 4 megabytes is a lot more than shared hosting. So I'm already anticipating a problem, but we'll see. The videos are all YouTube videos, so that's not going to take much out of her server. All the videos are YouTube, but just the sheer amount of people that may hit it simultaneously, I'm just concerned. But she may be right, may not be a concern. Just thinking about what else. I think that's about it that I did today. Checked on that. Yeah. Yeah, I think I deleted the, yeah. That's it. So I guess I should tally up the hours on audio. So 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4. 1:30 to 4:30 is 4 hours. And then 6:40 to 5:40. So 6:40 to 12:40 is 6 hours. 12:40 to 5:40 is 5 hours? No. 12:40, 1:40, 2:40, 3:40, 4:40, 5:40 is 5. So that's 11 hours from, I guess I should break it up. Let's do it this way. 4 hours and then 6:40 to 12. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, that's 5. So 9 hours on February 12th. Is that right? No, that's not right. 4 hours, and then 6:45, 6:40. Let's say that's 7. 7, 1, 8, 2, 9, 3, 10, 4, 11, 5, 12, 6. So that's 10 hours. 10 hours. February 12th. And then 12 to 5:30 is 5.5 hours on the 13th, but that's to be continued. 5.5 hours. But I think all of the complaints that Adrian had have pretty much been resolved. I didn't want to go to bed and have that hanging over us, so I'm going to get a quick nap. It's 5:36, and then try to wake up and see what the team is doing. I've already coordinated with Rose what's needed. I'm going to give her an update before I go to sleep. Thanks.